Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
And this comes from the Companion Bible Appendix, the foundation of the world. There are such depths in the Bible, which you don't have to know, but if you do know, it clears things up for you. All right. To arrive at the true meaning of this expression, we must note that there are two words translated foundation in the New Testament. One, themelios, and two, katabole. The noun, themelios, occurs in, and it lists all the places. It is never used of the world, cosmos, or in the earth. The corresponding verb, themelios, occurs in, and it tells you where it is. A comparison of all these passages will show that these are proper and regular terms for the English words to found and foundation, like you found a ministry. You put a foundation, you found. Now there's another word. The noun katabole occurs in, and it names all the places, and I want you to notice that one of them is Hebrews 1:4. You see that? Ephesians 1:4. The noun katabole occurs in Matthew 13:35, 25:34, Luke 11:50, John 17:24, Ephesians 1:4. And it lists others. A comparison of all these passages, especially 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Revelation 12:10, will show that katabalo and katabole are not the proper terms for founding and foundation. But the correct meaning is casting down or overthrow. Consistency, therefore, calls for the same translation in Hebrews 6:1, where instead of not laying again, the rendering should be not casting down. That is to say, the foundation already laid of repentance was not to be cast down or overthrown, but was to be left and progress made unto the perfection. I think probably many of you have seen that about that passage. Accordingly, the noun katabole, derived from and cognate with the verb, ought to be translated disruption or ruin. The remarkable thing is that in all occurrences, the word is connected with the world, the cosmos. And therefore, the expression should be rendered the disruption or ruin of the world, clearly referring to the condition indicated in Genesis 1:2 and described in 2 Peter 3:5 and 6. For the earth was not created tohu, Isaiah 45:18, but became so. And as stated in the Hebrew of Genesis 1:2 and confirmed by 2 Peter 3:6, where the world that then was by the word of God perished. And the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, were created and are kept in store, reserved unto fire until the day of judgment, which shall usher in new heavens and the new earth. The disruption of the world is an event forming a great dividing line in the dispensation of the ages. In Genesis 1:1, we have the founding of the world, thumelio. But in Genesis 1:2, we have its overthrow. This is confirmed by a further remarkable fact that the phrase which occurs 10 times is associated with, and he goes on to make some more important points. Last paragraph, ample New Testament testimony is thus given to the profoundly significant fact recorded in Genesis 1:2 that the earth became tohu vabohu, waste and desolate, and the darkness was on the face of the deep before the creation of the heavens and the earth which are now. I'll just throw in here fast, and then we'll study a little bit more. The thumelio of the earth, let's turn to Genesis 1. Turn to Genesis 1:1. Yes, I copied you out of my Bible. These are the front two pages that I have in my Bible. And I copied them to you, for you. But don't lose Ephesians, which I just did. No, I didn't. Handkerchief is there. All right. Genesis 1:1, this is the thumelio. This is when the world was founded by God, when he created it. In the beginning, God created, bara, the heavens and the earth. And this is Genesis 1:2. And the earth was or became without form and void. I am not smart enough to have figured this out on my own. But I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin, and this is what he believed, and this is what he taught. I'm going to read you, for this is from his book, and a very good book that you should read about this is The Triumphant Church. All right, I'm going to read you this from Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church. The origin and fall of Satan, or Lucifer, as he was called, is made fairly clear in Scripture. He was called Lucifer before his expulsion and fall from heaven, but Satan, or adversary, after his expulsion and fall. The origin of demons, devils, or evil spirits is not made so clear. Now, he is made real clear, his fall. Some Bible scholars believe millions of years elapsed between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And some believe that there could have been an original earthly kingdom before the creation recorded in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Every time in the Old Testament, heavens is plural. The heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The evil spirits that are here on earth now could have been part of that original pre-Adamic kingdom. Many Bible scholars agree that even before the flood, a pre-Adamic kingdom existed. Because we know from archaeological discoveries that dinosaurs and mammoth animals once lived on the earth. Where did they come from? Maybe those creatures came from a different kind of creation that existed on the earth before Adam. Some kind of a pre-Adamic creation. In Isaiah chapter 14, we have a hint in Scripture of a pre-Adamic kingdom. Isaiah 14 is the fall of Lucifer. And he goes on to describe Lucifer's fall. I go into it quite a bit in my book, The Blood and the Glory. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then Genesis 1:2, and the earth became without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 2, where it says, and the earth was, that same verb is oftentimes, and I have it down at the left hand of the bottom. It often is read, and it was so, or it came to pass. Hayah, and it was so, or it came to pass. So it came to pass. God created the earth perfect, the thumelio, when he founded it. But it came to pass that it became tohu vabohu. Now, I have over here on the left-hand side, and this is Impatia's writing, Shoshi, my granddaughter's writing, because I wrote down at the bottom here, but when I got my new Bible in, I don't know, 2000-something, I had her copy my notes from the old Bible. Tohu va bohu. Tohu means, and I have it down here for you, exact meaning. Formlessness, confusion, unreality, emptiness, chaos, waste. You think God created it that way? How do we know he didn't? Look at Deuteronomy 32:4. I've got it written down there. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, God's work is perfect. Couldn't possibly have been he created it that way. Psalm 111:3 says, God's work is glorious. Does that sound like formless, confused, unreal, empty, chaotic wasteland? Does that sound like perfect and glorious? No. So God created it perfect, glorious, Genesis 1:1. But it became tohu vabohu, formless, confused, unreal, empty, chaotic wasteland. Now, it became that way. Something made it become that way. God did not make it that way. Look at Isaiah 45:18. I just did a little part of it here, so turn in your Bible to Isaiah 45. If you want to check and follow things in the Bible, see where that word is used elsewhere. But let's go to Isaiah 45:18. Oh my Jesus, I'm getting happy. Because I know where I'm going. Okay, Lord just spoke me something. Okay, Isaiah 45 and verse 18. For thus saith the Lord, Jehovah, L-O-R-D, capitalizes Jehovah, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, Thamelio. He created it, not tohu. When he made it, it wasn't tohu. That word in vain is tohu. He formed it to be inhabited. When he formed it, it was inhabited. Who inhabited it? A pre-Adamic civilization.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Register online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.